And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to the Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, welcome everybody, Ravens Nation. It's the Call Game Day, Baltimore Ravens style. Good morning to you all. How you doing? And you'll definitely see a difference in today's game day because I'm flying solo today. And definitely going to miss Brandon this morning for the game day breakdown, but we're definitely going to get back to it. This is Josh. How you all doing on the call? Game day, Ravens, Seahawks. Here we go. And hey, this is great, man. I'm wide awake on a Sunday morning in mid-December, and my GPS here says 55 degrees in my car. I was warming up the car, and I'm like, wait a second. It's December. I need to warm the car. It's packing the gear. It's going to be near 70 today in Baltimore, so you got to love that. For all everybody going to game, you're welcome. I brought the weather up with me. It's great. Loving it today. Can't wait, man. It's just, this is where it's at. We're 4-8. Again, there's really nothing to play for a playoff spot. I mean, we're not technically eliminated, but it just gets harder and harder. And we did find out this weekend that Jimmy Clausen is starting for the Ravens. Matt Schaub is out. So we got Jimmy Clausen under center. It's going to be different. Guy hails from Notre Dame. And from what I hear from our fellow listeners here, he's been pretty okay from the game film and what they've seen. So I'm definitely interested to see what we have here under center. And like the vantage point on Seahawks, what was brought up this weekend through some tweets and interaction on Facebook is the Seahawks really don't have a much film on them to go off of because we kind of put our starter out late and we really haven't seen Clausen as of recently. So it's definitely going to be different for the Ravens, a different look. It creates that. I mean, it's not a really good advantage for them. That's what I believe. I don't think it's going to bode well for us either way, because it's just too many holes. There's too many fresh faces and just the plug and play. I mean, this offensive coordinator first year, it's not like we had the system in place. This is going to be a little tough. And Seahawks coming in here playing hot football. You got to look at what Russell Wilson's doing as of late. I know they started off rocky. They've been in the Super Bowl the last few times. They're looking to make a playoff run, and they got some formidable weapons. We're not going to see beast mode today, as we all want to see is on the backfield of the Seahawks 24. We all know he's notorious for. But what we're looking out for is his backup. Thomas Rawls has been a great backup addition to the Seahawks, and definitely looking to key on that because we're really good against the run. We're in the top 10 in the NFL this year against the run, as we have allowed, I think, maybe 200-yard rushers this year. I think so. It's not really something, you know, to really key on this year because there's a lot of up and downs on defense, everybody. But here's the thing. The run stopping in Baltimore for the last 10, 12, 14 years has been phenomenal. So we kind of make defenses, our defense one-dimensional, as we have to stop the pass. And this year it's been less than subpar, to say the least. But we looked at the back end of the track. I mean, we held Ryan Tannehill to under 100 yards passing. But again, this is the Seahawks. It's a different team, different Sunday. Anything can happen. But they got burners. They got Doug Baldwin, Dirty Doug, as I usually call him, Dougie Doug Doug. Don't make me sing the Hangover song. I'm sure you guys will love that. Anyway, and then they also got Lockett. Lockett's been a great up-and-comer for them and Speedster, and he can also return kickoffs. So he's definitely going to be looking out on special teams. So we got to zone in on him and stop him. On our key front, we have Eugene Monroe out. Another huge loss, another player in IR. It's just the list just grows and grows and grows. And Matt Schaub being out, it's going to be Jimmy Clausen and taking the keys to the offense. So I got to look for Clausen to get Aiken the ball, get these guys the ball out there. Jeremy Butler's got to step up. Cock Gilmore's out. So we're really thin at tight end. And with the new additions that we have, the ball's going to be spread thin. So the keys of the game, coming down really simple here down the home stretch. Here it goes. Not going to like it. Just play Ravens football. Can't really say much about that. It's sound football. Take care of the football. I know Schaub's not back there, so we can't expect a pick six, but it might be ugly. But it should be a great day in Baltimore for a game day. And like we discussed on past shows, this is going to be the home stretch, the final home stretch, one of the three games down the stretch here to close out the season. And we're changing the turf from the artificial to grass, so we're definitely, you know, excited to see how the monitor how the plays. And that's what I really want to key on is, you know, going into next year in these last three home games, take in how the play is on the turf and really remember that going into next year in the grass, because that's going to be a major difference in the playing surface and everything like that. And we want our special teams to really come together today. And that's the keys of the game. Definitely looking to cut down on the penalties is another key. You can't have them on key situations. I know the refs are going to play a major part, as they always do in the Ravens games. And it's been more so in the NFL this year, not just our games. But we have to really key on and look out for that. And another big, big key here is just untimely penalties. I mean, I know there might be some phantom calls, and we might just, nothing can get as bad as last week. But what it comes down to is you just can't play into their hands and give what the refs are taking you. If they're letting you play, then by all means, play. If they're ticky-tacky calls, come on, guys, just don't complain. Just get back in the huddle, do our jobs. And you're going to hear that a lot, is just do our jobs. You know, hit your blocks. The running backs are going to be, you know, looking to key in on that. And I think what really the biggest key is today is if Buck Allen and Terrence West can really get the running game going today, I think it's going to set up a lot for Jimmy Clausen and really trying to get it going. And we need to get after early. We can't be stalling three and outs. And on defense, we got to get them off. If it's third and long, get them off the field, because that's going to be a long day on the game if we can't. And that's just my two cents about it. You can't really get any better than that. I mean, it's been hurting us all year. I've seen it firsthand, game after game, third and 15, third and 16, and we either get a stupid penalty or defensive holding, automatic first down. It's got to stop. It's got to stop now. And to get that fifth win, the fifth and elusive win, I think we can get it today. It's going to be tough. I expect another close one. A lot of media members, actually every media member, pretty much known online, did not pick the Ravens. This is all Seahawks all the way. So, but a lot of them feel that way, that with the Ravens with the NFL record 12 straight games under 8 points or less margin of victory, they feel that this could happen again. And you have to go with the trends. You can't go, oh, well, the Seahawks or Ravens might win by 10 or 12. No, I think it's going to be close. As bad as it is, I do see the Seahawks pulling out a win, but I'm going to say keep it close. I'm going to say 24-20 Seahawks on this one. You know, I almost said Ravens. I love them, but with the way it's going this year and with too many holes to fill in Clausen under center, it's too many our variables today. See, the keys of the game, we have them there. The keys to victory are simple. Can we get it done? I just don't know. I'd love to see it. Guys, I really can't wait. Headed down to game day tailgating. Can't wait to see everybody there. Lot H at the spot. It's going to be a great time. Can't say enough about the weather. Here it is, guys. Thank you all for listening on the game day breakdown, as we always get it done here at the call. Thank you guys for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And with that being said, without my co-host here, wish him a happy game day. I know he'll be listening, dropping in. Can't wait till next week. To help close out the show, we got our buddy Andre Boyd. He definitely put out another video. This guy's just phenomenal. The Ray Lewis impersonator himself. Here it is. Help me close out the show. Baltimore Ravens fly high. Let's go, Andre.
Baltimore Ravens linebackers, stand up. Russell Wilson coming into town. Let's get ready for the Seahawks. I know it's been a season of adversity, but to overcome adversity takes the same amount of strength as to live up to high expectations. Being a Baltimore Ravens linebacker means high expectations. You got big shoes to fill. Bart Scott, Adelius Thomas, Terrell Suggs, Ray Lewis, Andre Boyd. He wrote the speech. What's wrong with the Wolfpack? When you become a Baltimore Ravens linebacker, you forfeit all your rights to be human. Your only emotion is attack. And your only fear is the fear that someday you might wake up scared of something. God made you a man of flesh and bone, but he gave you the mental capacity to turn your body into stone. That statue sitting outside, that's made out of stone. It's more than a tribute to the Hall of Fame linebacker Ray Lewis. That statue serves as a metaphoric representation of the embodiment of a linebacker, the immovable object. And when you step onto that playing field, you become the predator. That becomes your hunting field. But guess what? You don't have to hunt no more. Russell Wilson's coming into town. Seattle is flying you in the blue and green platter with Tiger Woods on it. I met Russell Wilson. They look alike. They got that curly hair and stuff. Shiny curly hair and all that stuff. But you know who I'm talking about. We will not respect the quarterback that sprayed just for me and his hair before he do interviews. We're going to put pressure on Russell Wilson. Widen your stance, lower your base, tighten your chin strap, look in his face. And if he get brave and come in your space, what time is it? What time is it? Is that dog in the house? Is that dog in the house? Smack him in his mouth. Now look down at him. Get your Lufarigno looking ass up and get back in the huddle and think about what you just did. I'm a linebacker. Let's go. Hey, tell Terrell Suggs, learn how to use Snapchat before he starts sending videos. I know it was an accident, but I ain't want to see that. And tell Ed Reed, fly me to Baltimore or he get next. Nobody's safe.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.